When I was a kid, I learned to shoe a horse. You just say, shoo, shoo.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you tuned in last time, you heard part one of a story I wrote for kids, Jake and the Slippery Bank Robbers. It's of a fearful little boy and his brave big brother who learn while eavesdropping on their parents that two bank robbers have escaped from a nearby prison. Big brother Jake, who cleans the bank, has seen two shady-looking characters watching him. Adults won't believe him, so he hatches a plan and asks his little brother for help. Let's listen in. The next morning, Jake pointed his bike down the gravel road past our swimming hole toward the sleepy town of Frog's Gap. I ran along behind, wishing I had a bike of my own. A fishing pole, too. It felt kind of cool to wear a hat and sunglasses, like I was in an old-time movie where the good guys always win. By the time he unlocked the front door of the bank, I was perched in an oak tree, looking for bank robbers through Dad's binoculars. Inside, Jake pulled out a mop and bucket, then lifted the blind, letting the morning sun stream in the window. Half an hour passed. Nothing happened. No car, no bank robbers. And just before 9, Jake sneaked up on me and yelled my name. I fell 6 feet, bounced off the tree trunk, and did the splits in Mr. Thompson's carefully groomed flower garden. "You okay?" Jake asked. I was too busy pulling flowers from my pants to answer. That night, sleep wouldn't come. "You think those two guys are gone?" I asked, hoping it was true. "Maybe," said Jake. "If they don't show up tomorrow, we can forget the whole thing. But if something goes wrong, you won't forget the signal, will you?" Before flipping off the light, Jake read from a thick old book called the Bible. "Two can accomplish twice as much as one," he read. "If one falls, the other can reach out and help. But people who are alone when they fall are in trouble." Friday morning found me stuck in the oak tree again, scared and glued to Dad's binoculars. I trembled and watched as Jake pulled out the mop and bucket. Then he walked out of sight toward the safe. I counted to 100, then knew what to do. I jumped from the tree, hurdled the flower bed, and pounded 3 times on Mr. Thompson's front door. Maybe it was 4 times. Mr. Thompson knew exactly what to do, and in no time, 2 men in handcuffs were being pushed into the back of a police car. "We've been tracking these guys for a week," an officer told Mr. Thompson. "Thanks for the call. There's a reward, you know." Mr. Thompson smiled. "Give it to the kids," he said. "They did all the work." "But it's too much money for a kid," said the officer. Jake laughed and said, "That's why my little brother and I are going to split it." If there's anything better than fishing for rainbow trout with your big brother, it's talking with him about the biggest catch of the summer. "What happened in the bank?" I asked. "Well, after I took the mop out of the closet, I heard someone yell, 'Get on your belly and crawl to the safe if you want to live to be 15. I guess those two crooks got in there overnight. "Were you scared?" "Oh, yeah. I was just hoping you wouldn't forget our signal." "Well, I didn't forget. It was simple." "Yeah," said Jake. "If I put the blind up, everything was okay. If I didn't, get help." "Yep," I said. "I counted to 100, you know, just like you told me. You didn't lift the blind, so I went and I told Mr. Thompson." "When there's trouble, two are always better than one," Jake laughed. And then he lifted a big, juicy worm. "Did I ever show you how to catch a big one?" And he slipped it into his mouth. "Ah, gross," I said, knowing what he was going to do. Pop the worm out and slide it on the hook, and I couldn't watch. I was too busy learning how to use my new fishing rod and admiring my shiny red bike leaning up against a tall oak tree.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.